Officials at a county jail in Utah say they won't disclose records to the public, in part because the information is stored on a remote server that only certain employees can access. It's what some tech-savvy people refer to as the cloud. But the ACLU of Utah and Disability Law Center say the government can't hide behind technology. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Davis County and other jails in the state have refused to hand over a complete list of the rules and regulations that govern how jails in the state are run and how jailers care for inmates. Jail officials have withheld the records on two grounds. They say a consultant has a copyright on the materials to protect trade secrets. That's the big one. But officials also claim they don't have a copy of the records because that information is stored on password-protected software. Aaron Kinney is the legal director of the Utah Disability Law Center. The organization has filed a lawsuit against Davis County in conjunction with the ACLU of Utah.
In this modern world, you know, where a lot of data, if not most of it, is going to be cloud-based, can we really have government saying, we don't have any records? You know, that's basically what Davis County said. We don't have these records. We don't possess them. And we think that's, you know, completely ludicrous.
Davis County officials declined to comment for this story. Watchdog groups and media outlets, including KUER, started asking for the information after 25 Utah jail inmates died in 2016. Six of those deaths were in Davis County. Attorney David Ryman represents the ACLU and the Disability Law Center. He says the groups didn't start this fight wanting or even expecting to find evidence of mistreatment.
We just need to know one way or the other. And it benefits everyone, including the jail, if it shows that they have good standards that they've been complying with. The problem with secrecy is that when all of this gets withheld, it leaves everybody to assume the worst about what is happening behind closed doors.
In January, the Utah Sheriff's Association posted a redacted version of the standards on their website, but Ryman says the bare-bones list lacks crucial information, so it's not really that useful. Utah's open records law, known as GRAMA, is pretty clear on what's a public record and what is not. It lists as public administrative staff manuals, instructions, and policy statements, and that's not all.
The law is always playing a little bit of catch-up with technology, but GRAMA has been pretty forward-looking in this way and is explicit in saying that an agency can't use the way it stores a record to deny the public access, and we think that that's what's going on here.
This issue has cropped up in cases across the country, but it's taken different forms. Just last year, a Superior Court judge in California required San Jose officials to turn over communications about city business they'd shared on their private devices and email accounts.
Pretty uniformly across the federal and state courts, they've more or less held that it's not really the medium that a record is held in.
That's Adam Marshall, an attorney with the Washington, D.C.-based Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press. He follows the intersection of technology and public records.
It's the function that it plays in the business of government. So it doesn't matter whether information is stored on a piece of paper or in an email or in a WhatsApp message. What matters is how that information is part of the operations of government and what it shows about what the government is doing.
But the cloud argument isn't the only hurdle. Remember, the jail says they don't own the standards. They signed a contract they say bans them from reproducing or sharing the documents. In April, the ACLU appealed to the Utah Open Records Committee, which ultimately ruled in favor of Davis County. But it wasn't necessarily because they thought the standards should be kept private. Their hands were tied. Members of the Open Records Committee are volunteers, not lawyers. There is a provision in GRAMA that precludes copyrights and trade secrets. But how does that weigh against the public's right to know? The Open Records Committee decided it wasn't their call. Members of the committee didn't respond to requests for comment. But in this recording from the April meeting, a committee member joked that they're passing the buck.
This is going to be a flawed decision. Let's just put it that. Let's just be clear about this.
I know absolutely what I would do if this was a family situation. I'd make a decision and say, go ask Mom.
In this case, Mom is a district court judge. Whitney Evans, KUER News.